Monsieur Pamplemousse and the Carbon Footprint by Michael Bond. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. Véronique put a finger to her lips before gently opening the door.
"If I were you," she whispered, "I would keep it low-key. We're a bit edgy today."
Murmuring his thanks, Monsieur Pamplemousse signalled Pomfret to follow on behind as they tiptoed past the director's secretary into the Holy of Holies. Glancing quickly round the room, he seated himself in a chair standing ready and waiting opposite Monsieur Leclerc's vast desk. Pomfret, meanwhile, hastened to make himself comfortable on the deep pile carpet at his feet. Clearly, Véronique had not been exaggerating. All the signs suggested that, if anything, she was understating the situation. Normally a model of sartorial elegance, the head of France's premier gastronomic guide looked in a sorry state. His Marcel Lassance tie hung loose around his neck. The jacket of his André Bardot suit was draped higgledy-piggledy over the back of a chair, and although one sleeve of the Aigle bespoke shirt was neatly rolled back above his elbow, the other looked as though it might have been involved in a close encounter with a lawnmower, perhaps while adjusting the blades, although that was highly improbable. Unlike the past president of France, Monsieur Jacques Chirac, who was credited with having once operated a forklift truck in an American brewery following a spell at Harvard University, Monsieur Pamplemousse doubted if the director had ever got his hands dirty in the whole of his life. The generally accepted opinion was that he probably laid out the ground rules at an early age, demonstrating clearly to all...